This is WLVR News. Of the over 550 people who have traveled to outer space, only 65 have been women. Still, nearly 40 years after Sally Ride became the first American woman to go into orbit, the face of the space industry is changing. As part of Women's History Month, WLVR's Megan Frank spoke with five women who have reached new heights by blasting through gender barriers and shaking off stereotypes.
2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Houston, now controlling.
That's the sound of a rocket blasting off at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. In the next couple of years, the agency plans to send the first woman to the moon as part of its Artemis program.
I think it's in our DNA to explore, to want to know what's beyond that hill or what's beyond that ocean or what's beyond that frontier.
That's Charlie Blackwell Thompson. She's NASA's launch director and is the first woman to hold the position. She says the control room looks a lot different than it did in 1969. Back then, only one woman was in the control room on launch day.
To fast forward, 50 years and to look at the makeup of our team and see the diversity, it is a reflection of the society that we live in, and that's a wonderful thing.
But changes at NASA have come slow. Right now, women make up only a third of the agency's workforce. 33-year-old NASA astronaut Zena Cardman is one of them. And the former Penn State University fellow is one of the women who could be chosen to go to the moon.
We'll be going to a different part of the moon than ever before. The South Pole of the moon has it's really interesting spots where you have permanently shaded regions right next to permanently illuminated regions. And that's a great spot to set up a base camp for doing research.
Cardman says the path she's taking was paved by women who broke through the highest glass ceiling, spaceflight. It wasn't until 1978 that NASA introduced its first class of female and non-white astronauts. Lehigh University professor Terry Hart was part of that group.
There were six women astronauts, one of whom was my office mate for 4 years, Sally Ride. She was so excited about the prospect of flying in space, not so much being the first woman, but just having the opportunity to go into space. She was truly an explorer.
Ride is one of dozens of women who have changed the face of the space industry, like Amy Marassia. She runs the NASA team assembling Orion, the spacecraft that will take the first woman to the moon.
The Artemis 1 capsule will be traveling at 25,000 miles per hour, and we'll see temperatures up to 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
To put that in perspective, on Earth, temperatures half as hot are used to melt steel. Marassia's colleague, Kathy Lofton, leads NASA's Swamp Works division. Swamp Works is a semi-secret lab where NASA tries out new tech and piloted its space garden. And they're growing cabbage, flowers, and leafy greens like kale.
We want to be as sustainable as possible. I think of space flight as going backpacking, right? You want to get as much out of your backpack as possible.
Lofton says with every challenge comes an opportunity. It's something she learned in a high school science class.
The first day in class, he said, I want all you girls in the class to understand that girls generally don't do well in chemistry. But instead of being discouraged, I was like, oh yeah? I went on to win the best chemistry student in the school award.
Casey Hoffman is a rocket engineer at Astrobotic Technology in Pittsburgh. She says she's been slamming stereotypes about women working in science since she was a kid.
So as a kid, I did model rockets. I didn't have dolls or anything like that. I played with Legos, and that kind of got me into the engineering mindset.
Hoffman's work will help NASA explore the moon. She designs lunar landers that will carry equipment to the lunar surface. The deliveries are called payloads.
Think of it if you're sending a package to your grandparents. Put it in one of those USPS two-day overnight boxes that comes pre-made for you. Same idea. We do that, except we strap it to a bottom of a lander, put it on a rocket, and launch it 300,000 miles to the moon.
Colorful tattoos of spaceships and rockets on Hoffman's arms and legs commemorate the missions she's played a role in and the adventures she's had.
I've done pro gaming. I've done race car driving. I've rocket science, basically. I've been scuba diving. base jumping. I mean, I've pretty much done every extreme thing you could possibly think of, because I almost never say no, which is becoming a problem.
Women make up half of the total U.S. college-educated workforce, but they make up less than a third of the science and engineering workforce. That's according to the National Science Foundation. And that's one reason why Hoffman is encouraging more young women to say yes to STEM careers.
Try new things. Don't let a gender or a label or anything hold you back. It's imperative just for yourself to get out there and try something new.
NASA plans to land the first woman on the moon by 2024. Megan Frank, WLVR News.